This is the I Love Success podcast. I'm Peter Drukowski, and I have made a vow to myself to help as many people as possible to achieve their dreams. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the I Love Success podcast. Today I have a big announcement to make. We have just landed our first sponsor, and not just any sponsor. We are honored to be partnering with Heston's Beds in Los Angeles. I am all about working hard and accomplishing what you want, but to do that, you need to sleep well and wake up well rested. Heston's deliver a world-class sleeping experience and have done so since 1852. Yes, that's right. Six generations of handcrafted beds made from ethically sourced, pure natural materials. If you're serious about success, you should be serious about your sleep. And Heston's can help you. Check them out at hestonsla.com. Thanks again, Heston's LA, for supporting our cause. I am so excited to meet with today's guest. But before we get started, let me ask you a couple of questions to think about during this podcast. Who do you listen to and why? Are you open to learn life lessons and listen to ideas from anyone? How do you filter the good advice from the bad one? Please keep these questions in mind when you listen to today's podcast. Today we'll meet with the incredible 10-year-old Azriel Unique. He's a model, a soccer fanatic, and a kid entrepreneur. Azriel grew up in London, but moved to Los Angeles quite recently after living in New York City for the past couple of years. Always displaying leadership qualities from kindergarten, it was no surprise that even though he was much younger than the average age, Azriel was asked to join the kids' leadership team with Hillsong. At 8, he did his first speaking gig to a large crowd of kids in London. Now his mission, through the foundation he volunteers with, is to aid in educating today's youth on healthy mindsets and entrepreneurship. Welcome, Azriel.
Hi.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm great.
I'm so glad to have you here. How old are you, my friend?
I'm 10 years old.
10 years old and already so wise.
Yeah.
So can you just talk us through a little bit? Who is Azriel Unique?
Well, I like to encourage youth, and I encourage youth to think of business ideas, think of entrepreneurship, and have an entrepreneur's mind, and not just putting it off to the future, because most kids usually are like, oh, I want to be a businessman in the future, like when I'm older, when I'm 30 or when I'm 20, whatever age. But most kids usually push that off to the future. But I usually push youth to start from now and to have a great mindset and always focus on positive energy.
I love that, positive energy. I think that is crucial, right? And I love what you're saying, that a lot of kids are pushing the future. In the future, I'm going to do that. I'm going to start that business. But you're already thinking about these things at this stage. But don't you think it could be too early sometimes, or it could never be too early? What's your opinion?
It could never really be too early, because you should always know about, well, not always, but you should always kind of know about economy, because throughout the years, these companies might not even be here. They might become bankrupt or anything. So you wouldn't really want to push to the future, oh, I want to work in this store, or I want to be in the army, or go be at a firefighter, because you don't know what will happen to those companies, what will happen to the army. And it might just blow you away and be like, oh, I should not have pushed it from the future. So you might, it would be, what's the word?
Like you should live in the now, you mean?
Yeah, like, you should live in the now.
Yeah. No, I like that idea. I think we all need to be a leader, at least for ourselves, right? And for our family. And if you become a great leader, you can help many people. Why? First of all, what is a leader for you? What do you think, what would be a great leader in your eyes?
A great leader would be, for the basics, it would be just someone who shares, someone who likes to give, because it's all about what you can give, not what you can get from things. So I think a great leader would be what they can give to people, what they can spread out to the nation. And it's always a choice for people to think, oh, should I do it? Should I not? Should I listen? Shouldn't I? And so I think it is to be a leader is just to, it would be good to stand up for others. Like Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, Malcolm X, they were all greats who stand up for different areas, most of them for the community and for each race to be unified. But what mine is for youth to understand the importance of being a leader and not putting it off and being an entrepreneur and just get into that area. Because you could be an entrepreneur and a firefighter or an entrepreneur and a police officer, but it's most likely you would be like an oil tycoon as an entrepreneur, because not most people are police officers and entrepreneurs, but yeah.
I agree with you. You have to be want to give. It's not about getting. And of course, the more you give, in some sense, you will get stuff too, right? So how's life in London compared to life in Los Angeles? Where do you prefer?
It would be half and half. Life in London is different, of course, by the weather, of course. And it would be from the kids' education, not saying that kids in America are dumb or kids in the UK are smart. It's just the education's more different. They do it in more standard ways instead of, like, I never, until I really got a tutor and started getting into it, I never really understood long division, because we found a more simple way in the UK, but in the US we usually do long division, and it's just not so simple, but now I understand it. And yeah,
what's your favorite subject in school?
It would be science and history.
Why?
Science is a good way to find out different things in the earth and different aspects of earth. I usually like computer science because I'm very into computers. And history is because you can learn the greats before you, what the greats made, and like, what's his name? All the pharaohs, all the Roman kings, and all the Roman emperors. It's a good way to get information from back in time. And science is a good way to get information from nowadays and back in time and what could happen in the future.
Yeah, you really got me thinking here. Science and history are two cool subjects, because science is actually like asking questions, right? And history is getting answers.
Yeah.
So do you like asking questions?
I love asking questions. I really sometimes I ask myself, am I asking too much questions? Because I do like to ask a lot of questions to get knowledge.
That's great.
And getting my questions answered is a good thing as well, especially for me since I ask a lot. Most people, there's a book about a character, a kid who asks a lot of questions, and he used to get in lots of trouble because he was asking a lot of questions. He found out what he really wanted to find out, which was something about science. I can't really remember because it was a bit of a time ago. And he got his question answered, and then he just transformed into a different person, a more alive person. He didn't ask much questions because he had lots of knowledge, and he was like a really wise man after.
Now, I think we should ask more questions. Even since I was a kid, I wasn't as smart as you are at 10, but I always asked a lot of questions. I always ask a lot of questions. Even the teacher said, oh, he's good in school, but he's talking too much, they said. All the time. He's talking too much. But I mean, I'm happy that I did. Because if you never ask, you never know.
Yeah.
So how do you handle failure?
How do I handle failure? That's a pretty hard question, yeah. But...
Do you get angry when you lose?
No. I usually think, what can I do better? What could I do to not make me lose? And not to be big-headed or anything, but most of the time, I don't lose. Because every time, like when I'm playing a soccer game against a different team, I'd say in my mind, we're going to win, we're going to win, we're going to win, we're going to win. And usually that happens. Sometimes it doesn't happen for a reason, because you get other opportunities coming your way. So
that's important. So what would you like to tell the grown-ups of the world? What do you want to tell them, Azriel? Do you want to say something today? Do you think they are doing some mistakes, or do you think they're...
Well, everyone makes mistakes because we're not perfect, but I want to say to the grown-ups of the world, if you have children, push them into not putting things off to the future and take opportunities, and tell them about your mistakes and tell them that mistakes will be made because we're not perfect, but you should just know there should be a certain amount. There should be a 60-40 amount of 60 is that you don't make mistakes and 40 is that you do. And usually it's most likely you should have 60% of not making mistakes, because it gives you a better aspect of what you want to do. It clears your mind of all the fog and that's in your mind. And sometimes parents are in certain situations where their mind, they just have lots of things in their mind. And so they talk slower. They're like, what is I going to say? And so usually I'm saying for the grown-ups of the world, push your children or your children to be to want to be a leader and want to be in entrepreneurship, because not much parents in certain situations obviously weren't pushed into this. And mostly the reason that is because most of the rich community push for their children to go in that area. And the people in the middle and the people that are at the lower scale are just not being pushed in that area and being pushed, work, get a job, get a okay degree, get a job, and just work and try and provide for your family. It would be better not to... You have to think about your family, but if you know that there's something there to help you, money doesn't always make situations better, but it does sometimes. And the good thing about mindset as well is that you should have a mindset where you can also come away from money a bit, because sometimes people get enticed into money and they use all that money. They don't save it, they don't use their investment skills, and they use all of it and then they become bankrupt. Like True Religion, they became bankrupt. And so you don't want to always focus on money, because that's what draws you in, and money draws lots of people in, because money doesn't grow on trees.
Yeah, yeah, you're very wise. I love that answer. So that's what you want to tell the grown-ups. So let's talk about the kids. What do you want to tell the kids today? Kids of the world listening to this.
I want to tell them, chase your dreams. Don't push too much onto it. As I said, you'll know, because if you want to be a famous sports player, usually if you're chasing it too much, you would see a sign, the universe would use random people to go and just walk, strangers to walk up to you and be like, just slow down a little and don't push too hard. Some kids push way too hard in their dreams. So I'm just saying, don't push too hard. Keep it at a 50-50 rate. And once you get opportunities, get into that. Most actors, they usually, like Drake, for instance, he's a singer. And he used to play a role in a wheelchair in a movie or a show. I can't remember which one. And that's how he got an opportunity somewhere to become a singer. Some actors were models before, and then they get an opportunity and it brings them into acting. So
basically what you want to say, go for your dreams, but have fun. Don't make it too serious.
Yeah,
right?
be a kid, but go for your dreams as an adult. Like, there's a movie called Boss Baby. It's kind of funny.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. It's about a baby who is kind of didn't have a kid aspect. He wore the suit. He was into money. He went to, business school, but he was a baby. And so a good idea is to think of that, watch the movie, get ideas, but you should still be a kid, but also chase your dreams as you would, as most adults do now, and they don't get into it. Like, I can't remember if it was Morgan Freeman or Samuel Jackson. They only got their acting job a couple years back when they were still kind of old. And the thing is if they became different things from before when they was a kid, they always wanted to be an actor, they could open up different doors and go around the maze. If you ever watch Maze Runner, they go around the maze and find the way out. You find a way out. The difference is with Maze Runner, they went into a different hard situation, but you find the way out and then you go into a bigger situation or a situation you always wanted to be in or a situation you was always told don't chase it because it's just your dream. It's just a dream.
So dreams are important, but what's more important?
Dreams are important, but just your mindset is way more important. To always have that kind of brain to always think of these things. Like, what would I do when I'm older? And what could I do now that could be linked into what I would do when I'm older?
Sometimes I see people that have lost their touch, right? Mm. They were once motivated individuals, just like you. You're young, you're hungry. This is your life. Mm. The whole life is ahead of you.
Yes.
And sometimes we meet people that they have lost all of that. Mm. Once they were hungry people that wanted to achieve something, that it could be a good friend, be a good husband or wife, having a family, mm. creating a business, and they lost everything and now they're just lost.
Yes.
What do you want to tell them? How can they get back to this motivation to really take control of their life?
Tell your subconscious mind, I can do this. That you're not, tell them what you want. Because your subconscious mind collects everything. It is open to everything. It's just like an open door that can never close and no one can ever close it. So lots of different things and people come in and that's clouding up your brain. That's usually what clouds up parents' brains when they have so much things to think about, the bills, think about the food that they're gonna get. So I would tell those people out there who are still looking for hope, even though I would tell them that the hope is inside of them. It's that the fire is within you, and it has to just, fire spreads, and once you get that fire out of you, it's just gonna spread, and it's just gonna, everything's gonna attract to you. Fire, things, once the bottom of a tree burns down by fire, it falls forward, because usually when fire's surrounded, it pushes it. So you're pushing for that fire within you to come out.
I love that. The fire within needs to get out. It's there, right? We just need to get it out. Thank you guys for listening in. And again, a big thanks to our sponsors, Heston's Beds, Los Angeles. Check them out at hestonsla.com. If you have any questions and comments, please email us at info@ilsuccess.com. That is info@ilsuccess.com. Also, don't forget to check out my book, The Goal Book. You can find it at Amazon or thegoalbook.com. And remember, sharing is caring. So if you like this podcast, please share it with your friends. That's how we grow. That's how we help more and more people. I want to thank Azriel Unique for being here with me today.
Thank you.
Did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
Me too. I learned a lot. Thank you so much again for being here.
And I learned a lot from me and you.